With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. In March, five Western Michigan University students won a $15,000 WEGI Prize, that's a National Sustainability Award, for their aquaponics system. Aquaponics is a circular system of growing food, where wastewater from farmed fish fertilizes plants. The plants take that water and purify it for the fish to use again. Next spring, the students are putting their plan into action to build local loop farms in Pawpaw. WMUK's Rebecca Thiel has more.
Here at the Office of Sustainability on Western's campus, about a dozen tilapia fish are the source for year after year of fresh greens and herbs. How does it work? Through something called aquaponics. Basically, it turns fish pee into plant food. The water in the fish tank goes into a filter, where two types of bacteria convert the ammonia in the fish waste into nitrates. You might recognize that word, nitrate. It's the nutrient you find in pretty much any plant fertilizer. That water then goes through a PVC pipe with square holes cut in the top, where plants sit with their roots dipping down into the water. Those plants take up those nitrates, leaving only clean water that pours back into the fish tank. There are a few reasons environmentalists love aquaponics. The system does a lot of the work for you, constantly watering and fertilizing the plants all on its own. There's also no need for herbicides or tractors powered by fossil fuels. And because it's a circular system, the Local Loop team says aquaponics actually uses water 90% more efficiently than traditional agriculture.
It makes our food system so much better and so much more sustainable, and we're not polluting our air and water and land with all these, you know, synthetic chemicals that we've made. We're just copying nature.
That's Max Hornick, one of the Western students who will run the aquaponics system at Local Loop Farms. But Local Loop is so much more than just aquaponics. Hornick says their model aims to actually make fish food and heat the fish tanks, which no system has done before. It's more sustainable and could save money, too.
You know, about 50% of annual aquaculture costs are feed-related. And that's only increasing as our ocean fishery stocks decline, because the majority of fish feeds are based on fish meal, which generally comes from wild-caught ocean fish. And so as our fishery stocks decline, you know, we're not having as much of that available. And obviously, if we're depleting our fishery stocks that much, that's not very sustainable either.
Instead of buying regular fish food, the team will raise spirulina algae and marbled crayfish. They're also trying out black soldier flies, which can compost food waste in about as little as 3 days. And unlike Michigan's black flies, these guys don't bite, because they don't have mouths.
They do all their eating in their larval stage. So that's when they're taking our food waste and composting it. They do all their eating then. They get into their pupal stage where they're dormant and they're going through metamorphosis. And then after that, they are only alive as adults for a very short while. And their only task during that time is basically reproduce. That's our job. So they don't even have mouths at that point because they're not doing any more eating.
Hornick says the team will also take manure from the farm in Pawpaw and turn that into heat for the fish tank. It's a method called aerobic composting, using little microorganisms.
During their, basically their digestive process, these organisms create this superheated air and water vapor that we then in the system would be recapturing. The temperature in the aerobic composting can get to like 170 degrees potentially. The reason you can put animal manure in it is it gets so hot that it's killing off any of, you know, the pathogens that you might have in there.
Hornick says the plan for Local Loop Farms isn't foolproof yet. They still have to see if the black soldier flies, algae, and crayfish will be adequate food for the farm-raised yellow perch. But Hornick says even if that doesn't work out, the farm will still help to keep about 28 tons of table scraps out of the landfill every week.
You know, waste is food. It's in nature, waste is food for something else. So if we can find a way to kind of emulate nature on that, that'll be, you know, invaluable to creating a more sustainable culture.
To find out more about Local Loop Farms and Pawpaw, follow the links on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.